Friends, that's our hymn of focus for today. May the mind of Christ my Savior. And I titled the sermon for today, Thinking the Way God Thinks. Can I give you just a little background to that hymn? Some of the hymns we've looked at were the products of people who wrote literally dozens of hymns. This particular hymn was written by a woman named Kate Wilkinson. She was born in 1859 and she lived into the 20th century to the year 1928. We don't know a whole lot about her life. In trying to do a little homework on her, I discovered that no one seemed to have many details. She was the daughter of a mechanical engineer, one bio sketch said, and she was married in 1891, and she ministered to young women in West London. And it was in the course of that ministry to young women that this hymn was apparently written. It was published in a collection of hymns, actually a children's hymn book that was called Golden Bells in 1925. And it's the only hymn that, I believe it's the only hymn that this woman, Kate Wilkinson, wrote. It is, however, a really wonderful hymn. It fits a need in our hymn repertoire. The music was composed by a man named A.C. Barham Gould, and he was a musician, an ordained Anglican priest, and this was the music that was published with Kate Wilkinson's words when they were first made public in 1925. Now, it's quite probable that this hymn was used before 1925, before it actually appeared in a collection of hymns. It's also possible, I suppose, that Kate Wilkinson wrote other hymns for use in her ministry in West London, but this is the only one that survives. And it's been part of our Presbyterian repertoire for quite a while. It is based on Philippians 2, and also in it, as we'll note, there's reference to Hebrews chapter 12. Now, this hymn is a hymn of encouragement. It's a hymn which reflects our aspiration to grow in faith. Because, you see, the Christian's calling is to grow. Not just that we would gather together here and celebrate our spiritual past, but that in our gatherings for worship, we would look for the wisdom and the strength to grow in our spiritual living. And this hymn reflects that well. Philippians 2 speaks of the mind of Christ. Thinking the way God thinks. Or as someone once put it, thinking God's thoughts after him. Learning to view life as God views life. And there is in Philippians 2, of course, a great emphasis on humility, because Philippians 2 is based on Christ's humility in submitting himself to all that was part of being the Lord's Messiah, even submitting himself unto death. And so this hymn captures some of that need for humility in the midst of the life of faith. May the mind of Christ my Savior live in me from day to day, by his love and power controlling all I do and say. The aspiration of God's people to grow, and to grow in a direction that reflects the grace and humility of our Lord Jesus Christ. And, of course, the hymn expands on that need, that this awareness of thinking the way God thinks and trying to capture the mind of Christ so that we might live accordingly is not a thing for just occasional moments, but as the hymn points out, from day to day, and in fact from hour to hour. And the second verse of the hymn points us to the source of this acquiring of the mind of Christ. How do we grasp what Christ accepted and endured? How do we learn about these things? How do we learn of what our Savior desires for his people? And the hymn points out, may the word of God dwell richly in my heart from hour to hour, so that all may see I triumph only through his power. Again, that humble desire, not for fame or recognition to be attributed to the believer, but that praise and glory might be given to God. And the reference to the Word of God here is, I think, probably to be understood in both the sense of the written Word, the Scriptures, and also in the sense of the living Word, Jesus Christ. That the Word of God may dwell richly within us. The hymn proceeds to then expand upon this a little, illustrating the ways in which having the mind of Christ shape the life of the believer. May the peace of God my Father rule my life in everything, that I may be calm to comfort sick and sorrowing. The peace of God. You see, part of what Philippians 2 celebrates is that the mind of Christ embraced the plan of God, and there was a sense of peace. Despite the agony of the cross, despite the hardship of rejection, there was a peace that prevailed in Christ's life. And so the hymn picks up on that and claims that for believers, that may the peace of God my Father rule my life in everything. And then, of course, with the desire that this peace of God may shape how we live and how we interact with other people. You see, the hymn suggests, as do the Scriptures, that We have something to share because we first have found it in Christ. I've heard someone say, you can't give away what you don't have. And so there is importance in the life of a believer of growing into the mind of Christ so that the peace of God becomes more real to us day by day. And that then when we interact with others who are in the midst of struggle or uncertainty, that we may be able to share what we have ourselves acquired, this peace that God alone can bestow. A peace that really isn't attached to what's going on around us, but a peace that finds its strength and depth in what God has done and is doing. As the hymn focuses on peace, so it focuses on love. May the love of Jesus fill me, as the waters fill the sea, him exalting, self-abasing, this is victory. I love that image of, you know, may the love of God so flow into our lives, just like, you know, the water fills the sea. And again, she attaches, as she writes this hymn, the image of humility, because that's the pervasive image in Philippians chapter 2 concerning our Lord Jesus Christ. That he who was exalted above all humbled himself and took upon himself the form of a servant. And that speaks to us. Those of us, as we proclaim the faith and aspire to live in the life of faith in Christ and to acquire the mind of Christ in the living of our lives, that humility is in the midst of it all, always. And the hymn ends with another scripture reference that kind of builds on Philippians chapter 2. And it's a reference to a couple of verses in Hebrews chapter 12 about running the race. The last verse of the hymn is, may I run the race before me, strong and brave to face the foe, looking only unto Jesus as I onward go. And very perceptively the hymn links together the spirit of Philippians 2, that of humility, and what the mind of Christ was, and this running of the race. Because as the writer to Hebrews wants us to understand, we run the race to win, but not that we might be acclaimed, but that Jesus Christ might be given all praise and glory. It's a hymn, you know, that we need in our hymn repertoire. It sort of helps balance all of the elements that hymns provide in our worship services. You know, worship serves a number of functions for God's people. It's an opportunity for us to praise God, to express thanks to him. Worship involves us in reading the scriptures and listening to God's word. Worship involves us in prayer, speaking with God, listening for his voice of response. And whether we talk and think about our personal times with God, or whether we talk and think about the times when we come here together in this place as a community of God's people to offer praise and worship together. What is this time? Is it not our conversation with God, where we express our praise to Him and our thanksgiving, where we listen to His word, where we pour out our hearts before Him, anticipating His answer and asking for eyes of faith to see His hand at work in the world and in our lives, acquiring the mind of Christ, who understood the Father's will and lived in it with delight. So, think of gathering for church as coming to have a conversation with God. It's one way of looking at what our worship service is. And it is an important element of worship for us to keep in mind, because we believe in a God who hears the prayers of His people. We believe in a God who has a word for us. And we believe in a God who is Lord over all. And this God of grace draws us to Himself in His own Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Friends, you don't have to wait till you sing this hymn again to think these thoughts. May the mind of Christ my Savior live in me from day to day. Thanks be to God.